Hello, welcome back to Across the Nerdverse. Today we're going to talk about a very enigmatic character in the fantasy genre, Elric of Melniboné. He was a very interesting character. He shattered the conventional tropes of sword and sorcery, leaving an indelible mark on the fantasy genre. In fantasy fiction, it may be hard to believe that there existed a time when sword and sorcery tales were like pulp fiction, kind of like comic books were very corny back in the 60s. Characters like Conan the Barbarian were the epitome of this era, muscular, rugged, and often saving a damsel in distress, with magic serving as a mere plot device. But then along came Elric, a character who defied those norms. For one, he was an unlikely anti-hero. Michael Moorcock was the author of Elric, and he redefined what it meant to be a hero in a fantasy landscape dominated by brawny warriors. Unlike his counterparts, Elric wasn't graced with physical prowess. In fact, he was quite the opposite. Gaunt, frail, and burdened with albinism and anemia. His physical weaknesses and emotional torment is what set him apart. He challenged the image of the mighty hero, and offered readers a complex, multi-dimensional protagonist who battled not only external foes, but also his internal struggles. His status as Emperor of Melniboné itself was a departure from the norm. He hailed from nobility, breaking the mold of the common class heroes prevalent in his time. The dichotomy between his birthright and his counterculture ideals brought depth to his character. His crisis of conscience was enthralling. His rejection of the legacy of the Melniboné Empire and its destructive path was a theme that resonated with readers, especially those of the counterculture movement during the 1960s. One of the biggest differences was magic and morality. Magic wasn't just a tool in his world, it was a central theme, intricately woven into the narrative. His reliance on magic to survive create a complex dynamic where morality and consequence played a significant role. Indeed, Elric's dependency on magic for his strength added layers to the story. His bargains with Arioch, a demon lord, showcased the moral dilemmas he faced. These details were a commentary on the often precarious nature of power and the sacrifices it demands. His other dependency was on Stormbringer, a cursed sword that helped him survive and accomplish his goals, but the price was immense. The sword demanded souls, and while it feasted on Elric's enemies, it also ate people Elric cared about. This illustrated perfectly the cost of narcissism, because make no mistake, while Elric's goals sometimes had the window dressing of altruism, he was very vain. So these are some of the ways Elric himself was a different sort of hero, but it went further than just him specifically. You see, Elric is an incarnation of a multidimensional being called the Eternal Champion. The Eternal Champion across Moorcock's multiverse was there to correct a balance between order and chaos. There wasn't really a good versus evil. It was really a balance between pure chaos and pure order. And his role was to make sure the balance was kept. And for a long period of time, himself, as well as this greater purpose, was out of his awareness, his scope of awareness. He did not realize that he was meaning to do that until further down in the timeline and the novels, when some of the Eternal Champions knew of each other. The connection to a greater balance, along with the stories being well told on their own, created narrative depth. And so, the reason why I loved Elric, and still do, it's evident that he kind of transcends the norms of his time, paving the way for a more nuanced approach to fantasy heroes. From his physical frailty to his moral struggles and intricate relationship with magic and higher purpose, Elric remains a symbol of subversion and innovation. And so, I really think that his character deserves a place among some of the fantasy greats, and despite it being something that came out in the 60s, 60-some years later, it is still a very compelling kind of tale for our time. And so if you have never heard of Elric before, which may be the case, I urge you to go and check it out. So I have not went into all the depth of all his stories because I would not do them justice. However, just know that once you start, you'll be very, very enthralled. Thank you very much. So there you have it. I hope that you enjoyed that little bite size of Elric of Melnibone, as penned by Michael Moorcock. There is a great depth to the character, as I stated before, of both thematic and just pure good fun. So please check out his books. They're still in print. They are organized into compendiums now, or organized fashion, because most of them were like novella sized. There are some novels, but in reality, now they kind of get organized into different collections, because he's also part, there's his storyline, and as stated before, there is the Eternal Champion storyline, so often he will be moved along with some other characters. And if you have read Michael Moorcock, he is very into the Eternal Champion viewpoint or perspective, and so then there's many different stories that are similar to Elric where they exist on their own. However, they're part of a greater narrative around the Eternal Champion. So I urge you to check that out. So I hope that you found this helpful. Please go buy a story of his, of Elric's, or any of the Eternal Champions. There's many of them. And yeah, I hope you have an amazing weekend. I have just started a new hobby of Warhammer, so I've been kind of into that right now, Warhammer 40k to be exact. And so I've been assembling and painting, which I am not the handiest of people, but it makes me kind of try and be creative in a way that I usually am not. So I'm enjoying that, but I will be back with another episode soon. And for those of you who listen, thank you very much. And this, in terms of this fledgling little podcast that I'm trying to do, bring information about great topics around literature, comics, games, those sorts of things. And thank you for your patience, and hopefully, you know, I am giving you something of value. And that'll be it for today. Have a great day, and we shall talk again soon. Bye-bye.